got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere to hide, when I'm getting you close, when we move.
Ready for another episode of Good Day Health. The Good Day program presents Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's here for an hour to deal with questions, to deal with answers, to deal with facts, to deal with studies. We spend a lot of time going through a lot of the medical news of the week from the conventional sources. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks that present Superbeats, and we'll tell you all about Superbeats and why it's a good idea for you to have some of it around to be using. If you don't have it yet, you may be just sort of selling yourself short. So we'll talk about that. I noticed that a lot of people, Ken, are worrying that running ruins their knees. There's a new study that finds that running, in fact, may benefit the joints. I've said to you any number of times that I have never been a runner. I can run fast, like I was the champion of the 100-yard dash. When I played baseball, I could get to first base fast, but then forget about getting to second. If I hit a home run, I'd be in trouble. But I've always worried about my knees. You know, I have this issue with my feet now, and I'm having an operation on it next month. And it, I think, affects the knees and my hips and my back and all that stuff. But this study suggests that running may benefit your joints, changing the biochemical environment inside the knee in ways that could help keep it working smoothly. So is that, does it produce glucosamine, chondroitin, that kind of stuff, that fluid? What's the relationship of the knee to the rest of the bone in the legs? I always wondered, other than protection, what purpose does it serve anyway?
Well, Doug, I think that exercise is probably the best drug I recommend.
Really?
Of all the choices.
No matter what it is.
But give me a second.
Okay.
But like everything else, in moderation. And all of us, myself included, can do too much of a good thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're running, you know, the runners in the audience are going to be laughing at this. If you're running more than 5 miles a week, you're not doing it for your health.
And it's an obsession by the time you get to that.
That is correct.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, what doctors talk about, the J curve, you know, you do a little bit, it's a lot better, and then you start doing more, and you get a worsening effect.
Uh-huh.
So there is, no, without a doubt, outstanding benefits to your health doing exercise, both aerobics and resistant training, weight training. I do them both. But you have to thread the needle and not overdo it, not underdo it, not overdo it. Because, again, if you're running more than 5 miles a week, you're not doing it for your health. And spend a day with me and you will see all the pre-op clearances for cardiology that we do for everyone who's getting their new joints now and turning into the $6 million man or woman.
Yeah.
And it's just overuse, and these joints, which we need to make sure the body's working properly, just get worn out, bone on bone. The cartilage between the bones, the joints, just get worn away.
Yeah, I think that was the argument that generally followed the line. Running would slowly wear away the cartilage that cushions the bones.
At
the joint,
a certain level.
Arthritis and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
At an amount that's more than you should be doing.
Yeah, right. So if you're running, a little goes a long way. That's basically what you're saying. And the science to this study suggests that that obviously if you're carrying less weight, it will reduce the risk. So if you're really heavy and you're running
Absolutely.
To lose weight, that's not a good idea.
But if you're running 20 miles a week, you're going to see me in atrial fibrillation in the office. You're going to, you know, see me to get clearance for your new joints when you're older. It's just not for your health. And if you don't believe me, go read the Copenhagen study on exercise, or give us a call and we can talk more about it.
888-302-3684 or 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. All right, so let's move from that to another study out this week from the Journal of Epidemiology. I did that because I just like saying it, the Journal of Epidemiology, on sitting. Man, this is something that everybody ought to take note of because we become such a sort of dormant, not necessarily doormat, but dormant, especially the younger kids, too, sit around playing these games, no exercise. What happens if you do too much of that?
Absolutely. You know, go out and get some exercise. We just don't hear that as you and I, as kids, used to hear it all the time, right. Unfortunately.
Go around and play.
Exactly. Yeah. Go out, come back home when the streetlights come on. You know, those that
call
dates
you for dinner,
us.
Come back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're dated, you know, when we are living and growing up in that era. But anyway, this is really important, and this also demonstrates how important all these new genetic tests are, because that's the future of medicine, is personalizing your care based on your own genetics. Doesn't that sound exciting? But that the future is here, and that's where we're headed. This is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology this week, as Doug so well stated. You might age a lot faster if you sit too much. And that's the bottom line here. Women were studied in this bit of research. Women who sit most of the day and get little exercise have cells that are biologically older by 8 years than women looking at their actual age. So how do we know that a cell is aging? This is the future, and it's very exciting. So women who sit for more than 10 hours a day and got less than 40 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity daily, they have shorter telomeres. These are caps on the end of DNA strands that protect chromosomes from deterioration. And the size of your telomeres are so important. Telomeres naturally shorten with age, but health and lifestyle factors such as smoking and obesity can accelerate the process. Shortened telomeres, they're linked with heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And if you look at your own chromosomes, you can actually get a sense of your longevity on planet Earth by the size of your telomeres. If they're shortening real quickly, you're not going to be here very
bruising
long.
For a bruising.
So you want large, big telomeres.
One of the things that I love about sharing on this program is we find quickly an audience. There are people, so many people around the country that listen to this, get guidance from what you say, Ken. And if you say something and people don't agree with it, you're going to get feedback immediately. There's a lady that I use for therapy, physical therapy, who listened to the program. She just heard us talking about running and that sort of thing, and promptly sent me something about I think we actually talked about this on the air. I don't remember. The Theragun. Do you remember us talking about that? Theragun? That's supposed to reduce pain, make rehabilitation faster because it breaks up scar tissue and increases your blood flow.
Right, yes. We looked at that video together.
Yes, right, exactly. So I wonder if, in fact, that's the case. Certainly, she's very knowledgeable, so I would take
it. So how does that disagree with what we said?
I don't know that it does.
No,
I think it just
either.
Adds to the information. I'm not
Correct.
Sure she was disagreeing. She's
Correct.
Talking about muscle spasms.
Appreciate
and
that.
I have, you know, that's one of my main problems is muscle spasms. I have a lot of especially in the summertime.
It's a device that helps your muscles recover from athletic activity.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. Now, speaking of that and what we were talking about with hypertension being a focus this week, I got a box full of things from Super Beats that I thought you'd get a kick out of because there are new things along with the old things. I'm just looking through this box. I got a couple of canisters of Super Beats themselves, but they have some new products that are adding to the mix, if you will, including something developed specifically for them, greens that are good for the heart. So I'm guessing by looking at this, I probably shouldn't guess, this is a lot of kale and spinach and greens powdered up the same as they do with Super Beats to add to the benefit of the Super Beats, the nitric oxide and all that sort of thing. So look at the products that they are now adding, the ancillary things that you can take advantage of.
That just helps get the nitric oxide
right.
up. There's more of the building blocks that can be transformed into into nitric oxide.
So they also have a new product called Nutrient Foundation, which is pretty much a multivitamin that goes with the Super Beats, and then they have a protein drink as well that you can. It's to support your muscle and bone health, along with the things that you get by getting the blood. So just getting the blood out to your system supports your system, your whole body, your muscles, your brain, all that sort of thing. But now they're finding ways to even enhance what they do. So let's talk about the basic message here to the audience of Super Beats and all of the various products that are aimed at keeping your body tuned up to the best possible point.
Well, this is based on Nobel Prize-winning research, 1988, the discovery of nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And in 1998, this discovery was awarded the Nobel Prize. And it's rewriting the textbooks. Those of us who aren't even in medical school at this time know nothing about this unless we've kept up. And what's so important is that we all get these nitric oxide indicator strips, which Neogenes provides. You just put a little bit of saliva on them. They were developed by a physiologist from Baylor University. And you can tell how your level of nitric oxide is in your body. And if it's low, you need to get the building blocks for nitric oxide because your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. And if it doesn't, the cells from head to toe are not communicating properly. Your blood vessels are not opening well to let the red blood cell in to deliver oxygen throughout. And the Neo 40 product that they make daily can get your level up. And then they have Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide for those workouts or for midday when you're going to those caffeinated high energy drinks. Instead, the Super Beats is a wonderful substitution.
800-655-4183. The benefits are legion. Super, super, super Beats. 800-655-4183.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life. And we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
And change at the hours. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I just got some of these indicator strips that he was talking about from Super Beats, and I did what it says not to do. Put them in your mouth. Don't put the strip in your mouth. So now I used another one, and I put, I haven't had anything to eat for a while, place saliva on indicator, compare results to the color chart. Now I'm still, even though I put, how long should it take? I'm putting my saliva on it, and nothing, there's no color that comes up. I can't have no nitric.
You have a low nitric? It is what it is. And
I take Super Beats all the time.
Well, Super Beats doesn't get your maintenance level up. That's the Neo 40. Super Beats just gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't increase the maintenance level. And to do that, you need Neo 40. So if you use the test strips and it's white, which means your tank is empty or low, then you need a daily Neo 40 in the first month, 2 of them right on the tongue, and that will fill up your tank and turn that white to nice pink.
I take it every day. I have not done the measurement, though, for a while because I just got this box of stuff.
You're using Super Beats, though, not the Neo 40, right?
I am.
So you need to switch to the Neo 40.
All right. I'm going to have to take care of that. All right.
And then and the first 30 days, use 2 a day. Uh-huh. And I promise you that'll turn white to pink.
And you advise your patients to get on them?
Absolutely. This is Nobel Prize winning research. This is not crazy, wacky ideas. This is based on good evidence and enough to win the Nobel Prize at how important it is that we have adequate nitric oxide in our body. The red blood cells carry two gases. One is oxygen and the other is nitric oxide, and has to first release the nitric oxide and spray the blood vessels so they will open up to allow the red blood cells in, and if they don't have enough nitric oxide, the red blood cell can't even get in to deliver the oxygen, and it's like the garage door opener for the body, and you need to continuously remake this nitric oxide because your body uses it up as you have to need it, and yours apparently with a low level, and it's easy to get it up by the Neo 40 product.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's the word to the wise. And so if you want to get in on the action here with the Super Beats Neo 40 and the other products that they have, you can find by looking online at DougLikesBeats.com. But you can order at 800-655-4183. Okay, moving along with some more medical information. The FDA has offered some guidance on how much fish is good for children and moms who are carrying babies, it looks like.
Exactly. Important information. There's a new U.S. government guideline, Doug. It classifies, it's a little bit complicated, but let's tear it apart and understand it. The guideline classifies fish into three categories of safety, and these are to help pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and parents of young children make healthy choices about what fish to eat and how much. And they, in their guideline, included 62 types of fish and shellfish, and these 62 types, they're sorted into three different groups. The first is called the best choices, and you're supposed to eat two or three servings a week, and that's up to 12 ounces total. And then the second group is called good choices, and you're supposed to eat one serving. You can eat up to one serving a week of this group. And then the third group that they put some of these fish into is fish to avoid. So yeah. Lower mercury fish and shellfish are part of the best choice group, because I know you were going to ask me this,
yes,
include most commonly eaten varieties such as shrimp, pollock, salmon, canned light tuna, tilapia, catfish, and cod. The FDA and EPA recommend only one serving per week of fish from the good choice category, and this includes such fish as bluefish, grouper, halibut, and albacore white tuna.
Dr. Ken Kronos here from Lake Cardiology at 28 minutes past the hour.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathbun. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any 2-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more we let government provide for us, the less liberty we have. Government loves us to be dependent on it for all that it can so it can keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work. But being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country and is the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you, release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathbun. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Good news, we're back to continue our conversation on this hour of Good Day Health, a weekly presentation of the Good Day program. In this hour, our expert is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs the facility in Mount Dora, Florida, that's populated by a group of a couple of dozen really strong experts in their fields, people who are thorough, people who are pleasant, people who love working with Ken because he is that way himself. And you will find that out should you not be convinced by listening, or maybe you are convinced by listening to this program every week, that he'd be somebody you'd like to see for a checkup. Cardiology is a very, very important specialty, and he's got people standing in line. But also there are those who ask, can I come see Ken? And the answer is, yeah. He wants to talk to everybody who wants to talk to him. So if you want to contact the office there locally, it's 352-735-1400. I found that 800 late cardio didn't work any longer because I tried it. I was looking for you last week. So stick to the one that works. No matter where you are, it's a good number anyway. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. You will not regret the experience. He's won all kinds of awards, great advice, as we hear in his interpretation of a lot of these medical stories. Let's keep going as long as we're there, Ken. Speaking of that, we were just talking about guidance on fish, what ones to eat, what ones not to eat. You can now focus on another food, hot chili peppers, and how good they are for you. They may be good, but, man, I can't imagine. When I put hot stuff like this in my mouth, what the heck was I eating the other day? And there was it was a rice dish that I had ordered, and it had these chili peppers in it, and ugh. But they're certainly good for you, according to this and what I've heard from others as well, right?
Exactly. You and I are not big on hot stuff, but no. But this, for those, there are some who are amazingly big. This is out of the medical journal PLOS-1, so we're not making this up, just this month. And what they're reporting is that consuming hot red chili peppers can reduce total mortality. There's a whopping 13% reduction in total mortality, especially in heart attacks and strokes, in people who consume hot red chili peppers on a regular basis. And I knew you were going to ask me this. Possible causes of the health benefits of red chili peppers relates to the principal component, capsaicin, which is known to prevent obesity, regulate coronary blood flow, and possesses antimicrobial properties.
Wow. So that's something Even though it's unpleasant, maybe a little bit can go a long way.
Correct. A little bit. And unless you have a naugahyde stomach, this can,
But isn't the same thing sort of said about Indian pepper or what?
Similar.
What becomes,
it's very capsaicin, very similar.
Yeah, but what about the... the
curry.
Curry and curcumin.
Curcumin,
turmeric.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that the same? It doesn't have the same impact, but doesn't it do the same thing?
Very similar, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. The focus on Jack Nicholson quitting the business, Peter Fonda said this week that his pal Jack Nicholson was done. And the suggestion, this isn't the headline, although it is. The headline is Jack Nicholson is done acting. But why? Apparently, he has the not-so-early onslaught dementia and Alzheimer's, and one wonders whether some of these mini-strokes that are written about in the Cerebral Blood Flow Journal may be the cause of it, because this is, again, another reason to get onto Superbeats, get the blood flowing to your brain, because without blood, you're going to have these little strokes, right?
Absolutely.
The artery, your brain, that stuff.
These little strokes, these microscopic damages to the brain, they just last in symptoms for a few minutes. We used to think we're not a big deal. Well, the more we study them, we learn they are a big deal. This comes out of the Journal of Cerebral Blood Flow and Metabolism just this week, Doug. And we know that stroke is a leading cause of death and long-term disability in our country. Mm-hmm. But the news is about these transient ischemic attacks, or mini strokes, as they're now being called. They occur when an artery becomes briefly blocked by a blood clot. A mini stroke is the same as a regular stroke. The only difference is that they last for shorter periods of time. As I mentioned, only for a few minutes. But an increasing amount of research seems to link mini strokes with cognitive decline. That's the ability to remember and think. And also with dementia, as Doug was suggesting.
Yep. All right. Well, it's important to put all these things into perspective, because there's no reason in this society. We talked, I think recently, actually, about how long you could live. The body is actually built to last about 100 to 145 years, and none of us get there because of all kinds of things, whatever we do to ourselves stress-wise, whatever we eat that's improper, all kinds of things. You put yourself in harm's way. We don't have dinosaurs to eat us, but we have car accidents and that sort of thing, and they're almost as dangerous, aren't they? When you look at dinosaurs used to eat people, and that's where they went, or eat stuff like that, and... So that was something you wanted to run away from, but today...
And we have high blood pressure, we have high cholesterol, we have too much stress, mental stress, almost as bad as smoking, and we have smoking, and we are not getting enough sleep, and we need to keep an eye on our blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and our weight.
All right, so let's... we got about a minute here before we have to pause again. Trump's picked to head Health and Human Services. The man who he's looking to help replace Obamacare, and he was asked how he would do it. He did not. His name is Representative Tom Price. He's a Republican from Georgia. He didn't give out many details. He apparently has been accused of insider trading. He says he's doing nothing wrong. I don't know whether the stock is in companies that are medical or not. But what's your run? You're usually pretty good at watching these things closely when it comes to your business. So what does this guy bring to the table?
He answered the accusations. It's unfortunate that, we're not even going to give whatever. I hate to talk politics, but whatever people win an election, we should at least give them a chance. You with President Obama was his greatest protector in the first 100 days. You kept saying, give him a chance, give him a chance.
I said the same thing about this guy.
Exactly. And we just need to all come together as Americans. There's an American tradition, and just give the elected person a chance. And if we don't like what they're doing or the results are not there, then let's move on. But if they succeed, it's good for all of us. And unfortunately, without term limits, there are people who are already working on the next election already. Yeah. And we haven't even given the people who have won the election a chance to see what they can do. That's the sad case of not having term limits in our country. But anyway, Dr. Price, he's going to take a whole new perspective to medicine, which would be nice to see whether a new perspective would work. He is a formerly practicing orthopedic surgeon for many decades, was face-to-face in front of patients, running practice, taking care of patients, and then decided to go into teaching at Emory, and then decided to run for office. So he's been in Congress, 12 years, and he is a great believer of the doctor and the physician making the decision that Washington doesn't know best about your health care, that you and your doctor together do. He wants to give all of us many choices of insurance. He's not going to take away our insurance. He's going to give us overwhelming number of choices, and they've already been trying to damage his reputation by these stocks, and apparently his answer yesterday was that he had turned his account over to his broker and told his broker to trade, and some of the companies that they're criticizing him for was not based on inside information, but was based on his broker's decisions. So, you know, if I can only report what he's saying.
Yeah. All right. Just quickly on George H.W. and Barbara Bush. They're both in the hospital. Former president moved in to intensive care. Pneumonia, breathing problems, and apparently she had the same thing, not as bad, but both of them are in their 90s, so as he's had the last year or so a number of health issues, has a little bit of Parkinson's now. What's the
exactly? Both of them are in their 90s, and they're both with their 90-plus-year-old immune system. They're susceptible, and they were probably both exposed to some bug. And now it sounds like they've got at least he has a lung infection. And when you're not able to move as well as you should, you don't clear things as well, you have a 90-plus-year-old immune system, you're at risk of getting a significant pneumonia, lung infection. And he has, on a precaution, been put in intensive care. And hopefully he'll rally through this. But lung infections in that age group and somebody who's debilitated as he is from his Parkinson's can be a very risky thing.
Yeah, well, a lot to be thinking about, a lot to care about. So hold a good thought for George Bush. 44 past the hour. Some more information from Dr. Ken coming right up here on this hour of Good Day Health.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with
hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Summertime is everyone's favorite time of year, especially for entertaining. But when cooking up summertime meals and snacks, you're often left with a mess. We have cleaning expert Becky Rappinchuk of the popular blog Clean Mama here, and she's got some easy tips to help clean your summer messes. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So how can we prepare for warm weather messes?
I put together a summer cleaning caddy with my favorite tools. All-purpose cleaner, and my current go-tos are the new Scotch-Brite Scrub Dots line of products, sponges, dish wands, and dishcloths. The dots are textured, so they cut through those tough messes, yet they rinse cleanly, so I don't have to worry about leftover food sticking to the nice sponge.
Okay, now things can be a real wreck after a barbecue. What about some cleanup tips there?
Yeah, one of the biggest, messiest spots is the spatula. We cook a lot of cheeseburgers. The cheese gets stuck on the spatula. Sometimes it's left out for a little bit longer. And I like to use a dish wand to remove that cheese because the soap is already in the wand, and that makes it really easy.
Where can we go for more information on everything you just told me?
Yeah, you can visit scotchbrite.com, Scotch, B-R-I-T-E, for more information on my favorite cleaning tools.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stone Street rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
This is a continuation of a focus on health. This is Good Day Health, by the way. Doug Steffen here with a couple of things that are great in the food for thought department. Obesity, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, I mean, not the headline is "Obesity Not Good for Americans." Duh. Well, but the meat behind all of this is that obesity kills more people in our country than do car crashes, people suffering from Alzheimer's, terrorism, any of that stuff. The study paints a startling picture. Research funded by the Gates Foundation shows that obesity contributed to 7% of the deaths in our country last year. Not lack of exercise that was to blame. It's the habit of eating larger portions of unhealthy food. Two hamburgers instead of one. Two orders of the big order of French fries instead of the small one. That kind of stuff. That's the biggest contributor to deaths in our country. So I wanted you to have that again in the food for thought department. And as long as we're there thinking about what's bad for us, many of us think that germs are bad for us, bacteria is bad for us. The new research shows that germs are ridiculously powerful. If you're in the habit of sneezing, you may want to rethink sneezing. There's a suggestion here that germs are airborne for 45 minutes after you sneeze. Germs can travel 12 feet after a cough, stay alive for an hour. This is information for people traveling in close proximity to sneezers and coughers. Researchers say the distance and fortitude of germs is a solid explanation as to why people often get sick after they've spent a couple of hours or more in an airplane. Hear, hear. That happens to me all too frequently on a lot of my trips. So, again, food for thought. That's what we're all about here. Information and communication on this week's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right. So the news about e-cigarettes, finally some good news here, Ken. Usage of e-cigarettes falling among teenagers. And you had a question. We were talking about this during the break. Why do people go to these things anyway? Because smoking is down. Most people are impressed with the fact that anything you put in your mouth like that is going to be bad for you.
Well, I think initially when these things came out, people intuitively thought that they would be a healthy substitute for the real thing. And I think as time has passed, we've realized that these can be just as dangerous and maybe even sometimes more dangerous than the real thing. So you want to steer clear of both.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things. You get so much conflicting information. This goes back to the whole business. You know, we talk in general about fake news, but there's a lot of fake medical news, don't you think? A lot of things that get spread around are just not true.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Yes, there's fake medical news that's based on poor or invalid evidence and it gets or no evidence. Yes, there's a lot of fake medical news.
Yeah, and but there are some things that may not be embraced by mainstream medical experts, but there still is stuff that's good. It just hasn't been researched.
Well, there's differences of opinion. That's what makes this so interesting, this whole area.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the weekly Good Day Health program.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages. The list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. For many teenagers, mowing lawns during the summer will be their first job. For parents, it's a great way to get older kids outside, on a schedule, and earning money. And if they live in certain areas, it can be a good lesson in how government bureaucracy works, too. Wait, what? Here's the story. Earlier this spring, a city in Alabama said it was going to require teenagers to get a professional license to cut grass. The license costs $110, and apparently, an adult with a lawn-cutting business demanded that teens get licensed, too. As you might expect, the city took a lot of criticism for making it harder for teens to find work, and eventually it did the right thing by backing off and granting a waiver for full-time students. Let's be fair. Occupational licensing can be a way to protect the public from unqualified professionals. Yet it's gotten out of control in some communities, and when that happens, it can not only hurt kids, but adults, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Time now for us to speak to the president of Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's packed up a lot of information, guidance, guidelines, if you will, to help you understand some of the medical news for the week. So let's start with these, speaking of guidelines, raising the upper hypertension limit for healthy over 60 people. Why would this be done?
Well, it's in a nutshell because it may be more dangerous to lower it the lower you get, especially in more elderly people. High blood pressure or hypertension, Doug, it's a common disease in which blood flows through the arteries at higher than normal pressures. It affects around 29% of adults in America. Traditionally, the threshold for systolic, that's the upper number, blood pressure above which doctors consider prescribing medications has been 140 millimeters of mercury. The new recommendation is that doctors start treatment in otherwise healthy, and that's the key. Adults age 60 and older, someone like yourself, Doug, if they're systolic, the upper number blood pressure persistently reads over 150 millimeters of mercury or higher in order to reduce the risk of death, stroke, and cardiac events to get it down. These guidelines also contain two recommendations where the threshold target for the upper number of blood pressure should still be 140 millimeters of mercury. These two types of people are, one, patients with a history of stroke or a transient ischemic attack, so-called TIA, or mini strokes. And the second type of patient is a patient at high cardiovascular risk, a patient who has a high risk of having a heart attack or stroke. These are people who already have coronary artery disease or multiple other risk factors for coronary artery disease, such as smoking, family history, high cholesterol, etc.
So, to make me the guinea pig, you can. I don't mind you.
150 would be your target before I would think of giving you drugs.
And what's the average? Mine is like 110 over 70.
It's usually about
80.
120.
Yeah. So this is not something.
So you have a ways to go, just stay healthy.
let's not go there.
It does progress as you get older. Most of our blood, because the big arteries, the pipes that bring the blood away from the heart, stiffen as we get older. That nice rubbery effect that absorbs the pressure tends to go away and gets because the arteries just get stiff. They lose their nice absorbability.
So, but we found no plaque in my arteries. The only place there's some plaque in the carotid artery.
Those are arteries.
My brain, but they are. So one would, this begs the question, and it's time for us to talk about Superbeats in connection with this. For those of you, we're paid to tell you the story. Ken recommends this to his patients, and he talks about it on the air as well, how Superbeats would work to help in that circumstance, if I'm interpreting both what I hear you say about Superbeats and what I hear you say about this hypertension problem and what happens to your arteries, because the Superbeats product with the nitric oxide opens up the arteries. Does it soften the arteries as well?
Well, boy, you asked so many different things.
Thank you. There you go.
Doug is talking about is nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a signaling molecule. It's a gas that the body needs to continuously remake. And if the body doesn't have enough nitric oxide, things don't work properly. The circulation is stiff. It doesn't relax properly to let the red blood cells in to deliver oxygen from head to toe. Also, signaling, communication among cells from head to toe doesn't occur properly. You have to continuously remake nitric oxide, this important gas in the body, and you need the building blocks to remake it. And Superbeats allows you to get the building blocks to get a boost of nitric oxide. But another product, the same company has, Neogenes. They have a product called Neo40, which also provides building blocks of nitric oxide, but lets you get up the maintenance level, get the tub of nitric oxide increased so that from day to day, throughout the day, you have enough nitric oxide.
All right. So listening to Ken tell you that, doesn't it make you, if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon already, eager to get to Superbeats and have what he just suggested apply to your body and your well-being? Call 800-655-4183. I just got a big box of things from Superbeats, all kinds of things. And you can, too, just by dialing 800-655-4183. Order the Superbeats. You get an extra 30-day supply with your regular first order, plus the book, Beat the Odds. It explains a lot of things Ken was just talking about. Order now. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.